Portland mayor lets the goons rule as anti-Trump violence escalates. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Monday, October, 15, 2018. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, thinks it's just fine if leftist goons swarm the streets, immobilize traffic, and threaten motorists, federal employees, and anyone the totalitarian brownshirts have a mind to declare their enemy. But Portland isn't the only city where the thugs have attacked. As they swarmed the streets in Portland last week, their comrades in New York vandalized a Republican Party office and left a warning: the wave of violence is just beginning. It began the day Donald Trump was elected and hasn't stopped. In Portland. The trouble began in Portland this summer, when Occupy ICE, a different but related group of radical stormtroopers, began harassing employees of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Mayor Ted Wheeler did nothing, saying the federal government is responsible for protecting its own employees and property. But Wheeler is a radical leftist on immigration who, at least ideologically, supports the so-called occupiers. Angry at President Trump for enforcing border security laws, Wheeler refused to act. The Occupy ICE terror campaign included following one ICE employee to his home. ICE Union Chief Chris Crane complained in writing to Wheeler to no avail, and the union has now asked the federal government to step in and for Wheeler to relinquish his control of city police. But Wheeler's latest letter was tied to events during the summer, not the street terror last week, when Wheeler and city cops stood by and permitted Antifa goons to seize control of the streets. The goons, supposedly protesting the fatal shooting of a Patrick Kimmons, a black man, by police, even terrorized a 74-year-old motorist trying to get through their human shield. They smashed a window on his Lexus. Wheeler professed himself appalled at the violence, but he wasn't appalled enough to call out police simply watching the terror attack unfold. "I support the decision of the Portland Police Bureau not to intervene at that time," Wheeler said. What if the thugs had killed the man? On top of that, when the Patriot Prayer and other so-called alt-right groups marched on Saturday for a law and order at the street memorial for Kimmons, Antifa struck with pepper spray. The two groups fought briefly before police intervened. New York anti-GOP vandalism. Meanwhile, brownshirts in New York vandalized the Metropolitan Republican Club, headquarters for the Manhattan Party. The goons painted the anarchist A inside a circle on the door and broke a window. They left this note. "Tonight, we put the Republican Party on notice, in defiance to the policy of mass misery they have championed. The U.S. government has established concentration camps around the country for Latino people, shamelessly murdering black people, and continues its war machine that has slaughtered Muslim people with impunity for decades. The so-called land of the free leads the world in incarceration rates per capita, all the while profiteering in the new plantation within the prison walls. Our attack is merely a beginning. We are not passive, we are not civil, and we will not apologize. Those of good conscience and clear mind know this state of oppression cannot remain. The U.S. fascist political system is one of the most savage institutions in history, and we will combat it relentlessly until all are free of American barbarism." Long wave of violence. The attacks in Portland and New York continue the wave of left-wing violence that began the day Trump was elected president in 2016. Protesters burned a limo and wrecked stores in Washington, D.C., on Inauguration Day, and ever since, leftists have attacked conservatives and Republicans with the encouragement of top Democratic leaders, who now include Hillary Clinton. Last week, the failed presidential candidate said, "You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about," a not-so-subtle signal to the left to continue vicious attacks like that in New York. Representative Maxine Waters, D. Califf, has openly and repeatedly told supporters to harass and terrify Republicans and conservatives in public, advice that radical goons have taken. Waters told a crowd that "God is on our side," and recently reiterated her advice. Most recently, anti-Trump, #MeToo lunatics verbally attacked Senator Ted Cruz, R. Texas, and his wife at a restaurant because Cruz supported Supreme Court Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The couple were forced to flee the shouting kooks. But the left hasn't been all talk. Masked goons have repeatedly escalated to violence, as in Portland and in Berkeley, where a leftist professor skated on felony assault charges after he nearly killed someone with a bike lock. Most recently, a teacher in Minnesota suggested assassinating Kavanaugh. In September, an anti-Trump loon attacked a GOP candidate for Congress with a switchblade. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.